3 months ago, I almost shipped a quote-unquote clever feature. It was a drag and drop for a CSV file where we could do auto EDA and boom, done. And 2 weeks ago, I made this app better. I included additional features. Here's what I didn't take into account. The real world, where we have hospital claim files, student records, purchase histories with emails and addresses. And then I imagine someone dragging a million rows into my app from a coffee shop Wi-Fi, and my stomach just dropped. So I pulled the plug, not on everything, just on the uploads, just on file uploads. And I rebuilt the whole thing around one single question. What if your AI analyst is not meant to see your data, but still help you to analyze it like a pro? And today I'm going to show you how I exactly did it. Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show is about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions, what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight. Welcome to Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building. I'm Mukundan. Each week, we turn everyday problems into small, useful AI workflows. It's not some hand-wavy, someday, it is something we ship today. This episode, where we have AI that thinks like an analyst, I would call it a more version 4, secure mode, where we have no file uploads, no paste only. I mean, it's just copy-paste only. It's more policy-driven privacy, where you hash, mask, redact on your machine before any analysis. You can get a notebook-ready transformer, where you can copy-paste into Jupyter Notebooks or Colab by Google. So you'll get like a Streamlit wrapper for Teams with a data handling report that you can hand to your ops team, legal, or your future self. And if you have data that you can't upload, this is specially for you. So let's look at the story and what are the design constraints that we need to take into account. Here's the reality. Your stakeholders, they want insights. They don't want any risk associated with those insights. But most AI tools, they want your files. And that's a non-starter in healthcare, finance, education. Here's the reality. Your stakeholders, they want insights, not risk associated with those insights. And most AI tools, they want your files. That's a non-starter, especially if you're working in healthcare, finance, education. And most definitely, and most likely, it's all industries, really. For small companies, big companies, they're trying not to leak their customers' emails into the void. So this time, I just picked 4 hard constraints. 1, no file uploads, period. 2, client-side only or local runtime preferred, basically running it on your own laptop. 3rd one was policy presets, like a one-click default that's opinionated, but still editable. And a human-readable audit of what happened to each column. Here's the design philosophy I had in mind for this. Use a rules-first-based approach where you're focusing on the schema, the semantics, and the policy to make safe decisions by default. Then let AI suggest analysis steps from structured descriptions and not from raw rows. And keep the user in the loop. A safe default is great. An understandable default is even better. Think of 3 big privacy moves. That's what I wanted to do here. 1 is hash, where you turn it into a code, like giving the value a nickname with your secret key. For example, it could be alice@123.com. And this becomes f3a.9b2c, whatever. It's the same input, same secret, and it gives the same code. It's great for joins, but it's hard to reverse. Hashing is essentially you are turning your emails or any kind of, you know, sensitive data into like a key, sort of like a key which is hard to directly recognize. Second privacy move is mask, where you blur the details. It's like a black marker, where Alice at example.com becomes a dot 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 at example.com, right? So you're blurring the details here. So you see the shape, but not the secrets. And third is where you're redacting or removing it. So if you don't need it, delete it. SSN is a good example. That's it. Just code it, blur it, or drop it. And I think I've seen when I've worked with applications that ask you for SSN, they blur the details. So it looks more of a case of masking in those kind of applications. While I don't particularly remember which one, but I believe like maybe websites which ask you for that, it could be these government websites only, they will still be blurring the details, is what I believe. And let's come on to some easy presets. So we ship with presets, so you don't have to overthink. So analytics it's more analytics safe, like hash emails or phones or IDs. Mask names or addresses, keep dates, drop SSN. So for analytics, what you need, you just need a more hashed value of emails, phones, or IDs. You don't need the full names. You can just mask it, like how I talked about earlier, like a dot 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 at example.com, right? And addresses could be masked as well. The dates can be kept. However, just drop the SSN. That's more analytics safe. So if the AI models are using it, just make sure like those kind of values have been applied already. And if it is marketing safe, so stricter on addresses and phones. If you don't want marketers to reach out to you because your address is out there, you don't want them to be sending stuff to your mailbox, or could be just your email address or whatever, or your phone. You don't want them to call you too. So you want that to be marketing safe and HIPAA-like, right? More like an example only, but not legal advice. So very strict, where it's like a lot of redaction required. So if you don't like a decision, flip it per column. Keep, hash, mask, or redact. That's the basic rules to keep in mind here. Now let's do it step by step. How would this work? So step one, what you do is like you paste a tiny sample. So you would paste like 5 to 10 rows or just the header row. So example, if there is more sensitive information involved, you just copy like just the column names, which is user ID, email, sign up date, country, and a column for churned, which means the customer or somebody churned. And the last field could be phone. Step two, you choose a preset. You say analytics safe. Step three, you say set your secret. If anything will be hashed, you type your secret, and it could be a password that you pick. Keep it safe. Step four, transform. Step four, in this step, we will transform. The tool looks at each column and it does the right move. So email, when it looks at email, it will be hashed. Phone, hash. User ID, hash. SSN, redact or remove. Name, address, mask. Dates, usually keep or bucket by month. Step five, get two things back. A safe table that you can analyze, a short report that says what we did and why. What the report says in simple words: column, email, type looks like email, action hashed, reason column name contains email, result column stays, result column stays, but now it's codes. This is your paper trail. What the AI still does without your data? You might ask, if the AI doesn't see my full data, is it useful? Yes, because thinking like an analyst starts with good questions, not with seeing every row. You give it column names, a few sample rows, or none, and your business question. Why did churn spike in May? It gives you split churn by plan type and country. Look at cohorts by sign up month. Check time to first value. Compare activated versus not activated users. Look for payment failures and support tickets around June. See, that's your analyst thinking. Your rows never left your laptop. Here are some real-world examples for your reference. So let's say you're in healthcare, you hash patient IDs. You can still join the tables, but you never see raw names. If you're in education, you keep the cohorts, you drop the names, but you measure the learning without revealing the students. If you're in marketing, hash emails for matching, mask the phone, redact the SSN. You shouldn't have SSN anyway. And when you're looking at internal product analytics, you keep the date buckets, but you drop the exact addresses. Let's look at some common questions. So one of the questions that could come up is, why a secret for hashing? So it makes the code hard to guess. Without the secret, people can try common values, right? And can I still join tables? Yes, you can. If the same input and the same secret is kept, you get the same code. Are the dates safe? Depends. Often keep or bucket by month. Birthdays, well, usually mask or remove. Is this legally compliant? So it's more sensible defaults. So obviously talk to your legal or privacy team for stricter rules, HIPAA or GDPR related. But it definitely gets you to a closer spot than uploading your file to a tool where AI will be analyzing the data. So this is definitely getting you in that direction. So obviously this will be depending on the legal teams that you get to work with as part of a company, as part of your client or whatever. Just make sure you're talking to them and checking with them if this is something that would work. But this, I would think, gets you in that direction. And what about running on a server? Like pasting it into a cloud app still sends the text over the network, but for maximum privacy, 100% run locally. So when I tried some demo in my words, what I did was I gave a sample. I gave a sample of user ID, email, signup date, country, churn, and phone. And I gave it three rows. 1, 2, 3 of user ID, emails were analyst@example.com, bob@example.com, charlie@example.com, and sign-up dates were somewhere in the start of this year. Churned, one of them was churned, one was not. Two were not, and one was churned, and three random phone numbers. And I picked analytics safe. I set my secret. The result was email code, phone code, user ID code, sign-up date was kept, country kept, churned, kept. And I also get a report that explains those choices in one page. That's it. It's like a safe copy mode where then you can move on to your analysis. How you can start today? Option A, just copy one cell from the show notes. Paste your sample. Pick a preset. Set your secret. And then run it. You'll get a safe table and a report. Option B, using Streamlit app for a local system. Run the app, paste sample data, click transform, download safe CSV plus report. Here's a pro tip. Make privacy the default. Use the preset first. Relax only if you truly need to. Here's a tiny checklist you can read while working. Paste headers plus 5 to 10 rows. Pick analytics safe. Set a strong secret, but don't share it. Transform into a safe table plus report. Do analysis on the safe table. Commit the report with your work. So to close, today you learned the no upload way. Hash, mask, and redact. Simple words. Simple steps. It's solid on privacy. Your data stays with you and you still get answers. If this helped, share it with a teammate who handles sensitive data. It might save them a headache and a compliance email. A quick question for you. What privacy move do you use most? Do you prefer hashing, masking, redacting, or not sure yet? Another question, what's your toughest no upload challenge? I'll reply with a simple pattern. I've also added a little quiz for you that we can just do now. Hey, are you excited to play a quiz? If you're listening, why don't you just... If you're listening, is it option A, keep? Option B, mask. Option C, redact or remove. Option D, hash. So if you paid attention earlier in this episode, you probably know the answer. And the answer is option C, redact, remove. You almost never need SSN for analysis, so it's safest to drop it. So question two, why use HMAC instead of plain hash? Is it A, is because it's faster? B, because it's harder to guess? C, because it's prettier? Or D, because it's random each time? HMAC is nothing but hashing, but like I guess a more advanced hash. So why use HMAC instead of plain hash? The options again are faster, B, harder to guess, C, prettier, or D, random each time. So if you selected harder to guess, you are right. The reason being, the secret salt makes reversal or dictionary attacks much harder. All right, so let's move on to question three. You need to join two tables by email without actually exposing their emails. What is the best move? Is it option A, mask emails? B, hash per HMAC SH? C, redact emails? Or D, keep the emails? Again, so you need to join two tables by email without exposing their emails. What is your best move? Is it A, masking emails? B, hashing? Or HMAC SH? Is it C, redact emails? Or D, keep emails? Or is it D, keep emails? So again, if you paid attention earlier, you probably know this is hashing is the answer. Option B. Why? Because hashing keeps joinability without any raw values. Question 4. You must show phone numbers in the UI but hide most digits. Is it option A, keep, B, mask, or keep shape, C, redact, or D, hash? So you must, this is the question 4. You must show phone numbers in UI but hide most digits. What does this represent? Right, that's the question. Is it option A, is it a keep case? B, is it because it's mask or keep shape? C, redact, or D, hash? If you selected option B, mask, you are right. Why? Because masking preserves human readable shape. Example, hyphen, hyphen, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, question 5. You're pasting 5 rows to test transforms. Is that okay? So question 5 is, you're pasting 5 rows to test transforms. Is that okay? Options. Option A, yes, because the sample is minimal. B, no, because you need full data. Option C, only headers. D, upload the file. So this is the whole purpose of this podcast, right? This particular episode is, you're trying to use a more secure way of doing things. So a sample would be fine. Only headers, yes, sure, it helps. I mean, what would help more is a little sample. And if you can't, at least take that sample and maybe put in some junk values in it. It doesn't have to be same values either. So the junk values would act like as a proxy, especially for fields like emails, SSN, or whatever, and the other fields we spoke about. So yeah, a tiny sample is enough here to verify the rules safely. Right, moving on to question 6, which is not PII by itself, at least in most cases, not PII. So A, email, B, phone, D, SSN, but here's the option which is not PII by itself, at least in most cases. A, email, B, phone, C, month bucket, or D, SSN. If you selected option C, month bucket, you are right. Why? Because month level dates are usually non-identifying. Question 7. If two teams use different HMAC secrets, their hashes A, won't match, B, will match, C, become random, or D, decrypt each other. If two teams use different HMAC secrets, their hashes A, won't match, B, will match, or C, become random, or D, decrypt each other. If you selected won't match, that is right. Option A. Why? Different secrets means different digest. So your policy, question 8, your policy says, let's move on to question 8. Your policy says mask names. A rare two-letter, your policy says mask names. A rare two-letter name appears. What's the risk? A, no risk. B, re-ID risk remains. C, legal issue only. Or D, just aesthetics. So given the other options sound a bit vague, I would have gone with option B, where re-ID risk remains. Why? Because very short strings can still be unique. consider stricter handling. Question 9. What is the best place to run the paste-only app for max privacy? A. Public cloud. B. Shared kiosk. C. Your local machine. Or D. Your friend's laptop. So this is something, again, that would have been easy if you listen to the podcast. The option is your local machine. So that's the best place to run your paste-only app for max privacy. Question 10. What should your logs contain? Should it contain raw rows, B, PII excerpts, C, nothing sensitive, or D, secrets for debugging? So I'll go with this question one more time. What should your logs contain? A, raw rows, B, PII excerpts, C, nothing sensitive, or D, secrets for debugging? If you selected nothing sensitive, you are right. Obviously, nothing sensitive should be there in your logs, because you'll be copy-pasting that to understand what went wrong or what went right. So just make sure that is taken care of. So let's do another lightning round of true and false. Hashing with HMAC is deterministic. Is it true or false? Answer true. Masking preserves exact join keys. Answer false. Redacting reduces breach blast radius. Dates are always safe to keep. False. A data handling report helps audits. True. What's one column? Okay, here's some questions for you to think about. One column you always hash and why? When is masking more useful than hashing? What's your paste the minimum rule? And something for more deeper prompt for you. Share a time when privacy defaults saved you from a mess. How do you balance need to know versus nice to have columns? What would your team's default policy be and why? I have some hot takes for you. Dates should always be bucketed. Agree or disagree? Hashing without HMAC is reckless. Redaction is underused in BI. So I need to tell you why I even came up with this whole episode. So when I was doing my research, I kept on thinking like, yes, I built this perfect tool. You can upload CSV into this tool and it will give you like analysis and questions to ask, which is all great. But then I looked at some research online. I looked at blogs. I looked at comments in the blogs where people are saying like, oh, have you even worked in real world? And then I realized, you know what? They're right. Yes, I've worked in real world. It's not that part. It's just that because people are scared about using AI tools for uploading their data, because sensitive data can be leaked. It's a very valid fear to have, especially when you're working with AI. You don't know what AI is tracking. So as someone who uses AI to analyze data, I do make sure I'm not using any sensitive data. I've used only for non-sensitive data in the past, but like something I knew in the back of my mind, I've not been using it for sensitive data, but this is something that I just wanted it to call out, especially because people have that fear, like, how can we use it for sensitive data? And that's why I suggested these hashing techniques, masking techniques, keeping or redacting, right? Like SSN fields. So those security aspect does become a very important aspect. Security does become a very important aspect when you're dealing with data, even before AI tools. And now with AI tools, especially, there's so much to be concerned about. So that's why this episode is very important. So I want to challenge you on something. In the comments section, post your default policy. So give me a max of 5 lines. You know, that's helpful. Give me 3 columns you always hash and 1 you will always redact. Share 1 logging fix that you will ship this week. So in the show notes, you'll also see some, you know, the prompt challenges, the quiz and a discussion question. And you know, a link to the blog, which will have the app as well. So that will help you try to do it by yourself. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I record with Riverside. I'm an affiliate partner, Riverside. They helped me record this episode and they have amazing audio quality. So that's something I just wanted to recommend if you're ever deciding to do your own podcast. This is a great platform to record because their editing features are amazing. Their AI editing is, I think, next level. Helps you remove all awkward pauses and gives your sound a strong voice. It gives you a strong voice. So I would highly recommend Riverside. as the reason why I chose to be an affiliate partner, because I actually use the product and I love it. So link to join their platform is in the show notes. And again, I'm an affiliate partner. So if you make any purchase, I may make a small commission from it. I also host on RSS.com. Also, I'm an affiliate partner of RSS because they have an amazing distribution channel. They are able to publish your episodes from RSS into Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Deezer, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and even lets you publish your episode with one button into YouTube as well. Did I forget to mention that you can start making money by hosting on RSS.com, even if you have just 10 downloads a month. So that's all you need to make money, 10 downloads a month. It's a new feature they started and it's amazing. So again, link to joinrss.com will be in the show notes. I'm also using Cider.ai to help with my research. So if you are interested in any research for your content or for in general, you want to learn about anything, want to read research papers or any kind of thing to improve your knowledge, Cider.ai is your platform to use. So again, I'm an affiliate partner and I'd love if you're able to support the show by clicking on my affiliate link and joining Cider.ai. Hey, it's Mukundan. If this episode helped you, two tiny favors that make a huge difference. Rate the show 5 stars. On Spotify, you can just open the show page and tap the star button. On Apple Podcasts, scroll to the bottom of the show page and tap 5 stars. Also, leave a 1-2-line review on Apple Podcasts. Tell me one takeaway. I read every single one and it helps more people find the show. That's all for this week. Thank you for joining and I will see you in the next episode of Data and AI with Mukundan, where you learn AI by building.